You know, one of the things that we know is when we are selling, there can sometimes be closing conflict, right? You get down to the end of the process, your homeowner has an objection, you come back with a rebuttal, and they have another objection, and back and forth, and back and forth, and before you know it, it starts sounding, looking like a tennis match. So we want to get rid of this closing conflict so that the end of the sales process becomes kind of a natural evolution of the conversation, and hopefully your customers will buy from you. I want to share with you this video where I talk about the closing conflict and how we can avoid it. So this, over my shoulder right here, and I'm not the greatest artist in the world, but this is a representation of what I call the sales hallway. The sales hallway is simply a metaphor for the entire sales process, from the time you get to the house till the time you walk out with the installation date and a check. The sales hallway represents the entire sales process. And so here's what happens. If this is the sales hallway, this is you and your homeowners. And your responsibility, of course, whether on a service call or a sales call, is that you have to walk your homeowners down through the sales process. Even if you're on a service call, you have to sell the repair. You have to sell if there's going to be any additional accessories. You have to sell any preventative repairs. If you're going to sell new equipment, you're involved in that sales function as well. Again, as I mentioned in a previous segment, when it comes to being a service technician, a high-performing service technician, you have one part technology, one part sales. If you're a comfort consultant, obviously you're engaging in the sales process, although even you are going to have some technical abilities, although myself as a very good residential salesperson, not a ton of technical expertise. But your job during the process is to walk your homeowners down the course of that sales presentation, down the sales hallway. Now here's the deal. As you're walking your homeowners down to the sales hallway, they're gonna have a million questions. They're gonna have questions, about you and about your company, about your products, about your guarantees, all those things we talked about in the risk section earlier on. They're gonna have all these questions. The single most important question they're gonna have for you, of course, is about your price. They wanna know how much are you gonna charge to do it. People are always trying to gather information, especially about the price. But here's the thing, when your homeowner gets the price, their very natural and very human inclination is at that point to try to postpone the purchase decision. Now, if it's a no heat or a no cool, they have to make a decision. That's one set of circumstances. But in most cases, you're looking at systems that are still operating. Maybe they're not operating well, maybe they're inefficient, maybe they're not working right, whatever, but they're still operating. And so your homeowner, once they get all the information from you, especially about your price, their tendency is going to postpone that purchasing decision. I mean, think about it for yourself. If you had to spend $10,000 on a new HVAC system and you could spend that money today or you could spend that money a month from now, when would you spend the money? You would do it a month from now. Human nature is we just want to postpone the purchasing decision. The reason for that, by the way, is very, very simple. Scientists have done studies that show it actually hurts us emotionally in our brain, the emotional pain centers are ignited when we spend money, right? So it hurts to spend money like it does when you lose your girl, right? The same exact parts of the brain are ignited when you spend money. So people don't wanna feel bad. They wanna avoid pain. How do you avoid pain when it comes to shopping? You postpone the decision. This is why people use credit cards and financing. It postpones the payment part, right? You can get the car today and you don't have to pay for it till later. Same thing with an HVAC system, right? Which we'll talk about financing a little bit later, but it's kind of the same principle. At any rate, as you're going down that hallway, your homeowner's trying to postpone the purchasing decision, especially after they get the price. They want to put you off and put off the decision. So what they do is they leave a little series of what I call escape routes, right? They're kind of like Hansel and Gretel, and they want to try to follow these breadcrumbs and get out of the sales hallway so they can postpone the purchasing decision. Now, stop and think about it for a second. What are some of the words that come out of your homeowner's mouth in an effort to postpone the purchasing decision? You've heard them a gazillion times. Number one, I want to think about it, right? People will say that. So you're walking down the hallway with them, everything seems like it's going good, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, once they get the price, they say, well, that sounds good, but, me and the missus, we got to think about it, we got to pray on it, we got to talk about it, we got to sleep on it, we got to do whatever. It's all a version of I want to think about it. And so, bam, they're out of the hallway. Next thing you know, you're giving them a business card and hoping they call you back next week. It's just not an effective way to do business. What's one of the other ones? Well, very commonly, we'll hear the price, right? The price objection will come out. And you get down here to the end, you think you're going to the final door to this guy right here, but what happens is they start hammering you on price. Wow, you're $3,000 more than the other guy, right? Bam, there you go. outside of the sales hallway. What are some of the other objections? Well, this is one that you hear very, very commonly. Three bids, right? Everything seems like it's going well. You're right here at the end. All of a sudden they say, well, that sounds great, but I got a couple of guys coming tomorrow, or I got another guy coming tonight, right? Next thing you know, they've postponed the purchasing decision, and you're sitting there giving them a business card, hoping they call you back after they talk to the other guy, right? Which sometimes happens, but most of the time it doesn't happen. And then sometimes there can be an issue with brand, right? Somebody calls you, you're in the house, you get down to the end, and they say to you, well, I wanted brand ABC or brand X, whatever, right? Next thing you know, bam, they're out of the sales hallway. So what traditional sales teaches us, and I think that it teaches us to our detriment, traditional sales teaches us that you go down to the end of the hallway, you get down to the end of the presentation, and you ask for the order. And then inevitably, your customer, your homeowner, will bring up objections to which you will, you know, come back with rebuttals. And then they have another objection, you have another rebuttal, and another objection, another, and back and forth, and back and forth it goes. And before you know it, it starts seeming like a tennis match, back and forth. And sometimes it can get very, very stressful. Sometimes there can actually be what we call closing conflict, right? It actually gets kind of adversarial between you and your homeowner if you're trying to close the business. So stop and think about it for a second. When are sales tensions the highest? At the beginning of the sales process or at the end? In other words, are the tensions highest down here or up here? Always at the end, right? When you start talking about money, they start thinking about their money, tensions can escalate. So that to me seems like a very dumb place to try to convince them they don't need three bids, or they don't want to think about it, they don't need a cheaper price, or they don't need a different brand or whatever. Right? Because at the end, when you get down here, now anything you say is going to put them on DEFCON 1 high alert, right? It's a terrible time to try to convince people they don't need three bids, they don't need to think about it, they don't want a different brand, and they don't want a cheaper price. Because at this point, they're on high alert. So here's the strategy. What I have found is that as you walk down this hallway, as you walk past these escape routes, you have to close the doors proactively. In other words, you have to bring up price, three bids, different brands, and I want to think about it before they do. And it's a very, very simple process. You bring up in a very casual conversation these issues, and you get them to agree with you that price is not the most important issue, that they don't need to think about it, they don't need to postpone the purchasing decision, that they don't need three bids, they don't need a different brand. You get them to agree with it proactively up front when you're down here, when everybody's nice and calm. And then you go into the end and you ask for the order only after all of the doors have been closed. Now, here's the thing. Part of this strategy is based on the strategy that very often law enforcement will use. If law enforcement has a suspect for a crime, right? They put them in the interrogation room, and the cop comes in, and let's say there was a crime that happened at Saturday night at 8 o'clock, right? And they think this guy might be the suspect. So they put him in the interrogation room and they say, you know, we had this crime happen at Saturday night. Just tell us where you were this weekend. Just start with Friday and go through your whole weekend. They want you to tell them where you were, to account for your whereabouts. Now here's the thing. The law enforcement people, the detectives, investigators, they don't care if the suspect tells the truth or not. What they care about is locking the suspect into a set of facts. They want him to lock himself in to a series of facts, right? They want him to get locked into a story. Because when that cop is done, he's going to leave, another cop's going to come in and ask the same exact questions. And they're going to continue this process until what happens? Yeah, until the guy changes his story or gets caught in a lie. And the moment that you change your story, the moment they get you in a lie, they know they got you, and you know they got you. It's all about chink, chink, plea bargain time. So here's the bottom line. That's a very effective strategy in sales as well, because you don't have a suspect, but you do have a prospect, correct? And so here's the thing. As I walk down the hallway, I'm going to get my prospect to commit to a set of facts. I'm going to lock them into a story. And that story is going to be that it doesn't make sense to get the cheapest price. I don't need to postpone the purchasing decision. In other words, I don't need to think about it. I don't need to get three bids, and I don't need a different brand. The key is to get your homeowner to agree to these things up front when they're nice and calm and conversational, and you do it very subtly. But what happens as you begin to close these doors, little by little by little, you remove all of the objections, you remove all of the conflict, so that when you get down here at the end and you say, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, will you trust me with this HVAC system? They will recall that they, you know, don't need to postpone it. They will recall the conversation they had with you about a cheap price, three bids, or anything else. So you deal with all of the objections proactively. Now, I know there's a theory out there, a sales theory, that you never bring up an issue, an objection, unless your homeowner does. Because in other words, maybe you bring up three bids and they weren't thinking about three bids. Well, I say that's nonsense. Every homeowner you talk to, they're thinking about three bids because their dad told them to get three bids, their grandfather, the BBB, everybody tells them to get three bids. But the truth is, you and I both know three bids is a total myth. And if you don't believe me, just ask yourself this question. Have you yourself, or have you ever known anybody who got three bids for something for their house, right? A new siding or a new windows or new air conditioner, whatever it was. And even though they got three bids, maybe five bids, they still had a problem with the contractor. Of course you know someone like that. Everybody knows someone like that. We go out there, we get three bids, four bids, five bids, and we still have a problem with the contractor. Because the truth is, three bids doesn't work. Three bids is a myth, and I'm gonna show you how to get rid of three bids later on in the sales training, in the sales process. But for right now, you gotta understand it's important that you get rid of the three bid myth. Your homeowner doesn't need three bids. You know what they need? They need you. They need one company who will take care of them if there's any problem, the way you, you know, took care of your customers in the past, kind of like I did with the cancer victim, Sarah Parker. That's all they need. They need one company to take care of them. So what you can do is to get them to agree up front that three bids is a total myth. Same thing with price. Same thing with I want to think about it. Same thing with brand. You got to close all these doors proactively before your homeowner brings them up. Engage them in a very simple and a very honest and a very straightforward conversation that you don't need to get three bids. You don't need a cheaper price. Now listen, when you're talking about the sales hallway, the basic consistency principle says public declarations dictate future actions. It's critically important that you get your homeowner to make the public declarations back to you that they don't want a cheaper price or they don't need three bids, whatever it is. It's not enough for you to say it. It's not enough for them to think it. They have to publicly declare whatever the decision is for it to influence their behavior later. But if you can get them to make those public declarations that I don't need to think about it, I can let you know tonight, I don't need three bids, I don't need the cheapest price, that's going to have a huge impact on the end of the sales call only and only if you get them to make those public declarations.